Let's begin. Okay, we want to start the sugya, the next sugya, which gets us into the topic of shara, which is arbitration, compromise, settlement, however, get out your thesaurus, however you want to say it. But is that, you want to turn off you don't have to do
that? It's not that.
It's not ours?
If that, remember, we're never able to fix that one.
No, we figure it. Some always figure it out. Adam, you know how to figure that out? I thought it's from that. It's from, no, you turn off the thing. You know how to do it, Yosef? Yeah, take a look. Okay. So, however you want to say it, it's compromise or arbitration or settlement. That's the concept of pshara. And this sugya brings us to this topic of pshara, which is, as we said, a completely different track of Dini HaTorah. So since it's a completely different track of Dini HaTorah, Lamaisa, we'll have to see. We won't get to it inside today, but the Gemara on Amud Beis, at Bava Beis, presents three different shitas as to exactly what our perspective, thank you, Yosef, of pshara is. Is it a mitzvah to do pshara? It's better to do pshara rather than go to Din Torah, to pure Din Torah. Is it Asur, or is it Rashai? Or is it just you have a Rashus? So the three shitas in Tanoim, as we want to introduce on Vav and Beis, as to how we view our perspective towards pshara. Okay? Mitzvah, Rashus, or it's Asur. So we get to the Gemara here on middle of Vav and Aleph. Let's take a look inside where it says Lena. Okay? Who wants to read inside? Adam, you have it there? You want to? You want to borrow? What you take? You prefer not to read? You want someone else to read? Okay. Let's see, Yaakov. You want to read? Lema. Let's see inside. Lema. Okay. You got it. Lema. Now, what do we say from Tosim Sochim and Chafal from an Aleph? 98%. Tosim doesn't say 98% of the time. We're kind of embellishing, but 98% of the time, Tosim says Lema is a havamina that's slugged up. Okay. Lame is always a havamina that eventually gets slugged up, like here in this sugi as well. So let's see inside. Lema, go ahead.
Lema ketanoi.
Who's lema ketanoi? This machloik is Rabbi Abou and Shmuel. Rabbi Abou necessitates three. Shmuel necessitates two. Is a machloik is tanoi? Go ahead. Bitsua is bishloisha divra meir. And the Chachamim say Pshar is Biyachim. So you see Beferish that Rabbi Abou holds like Rabbi Meir, yes? And the Chachamim that say Pshar Biyachim is like who? Is like Shmuel, right? Simplest reading of the Gemara is like the Shita Sataisis where, on Hamad Beis, that says what? Shnayim Shadana Dinandim is Lavdafka too, but really one is just as good. Correct? Yeah? That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that what? The one who holds the Pharaoh Shmuel, Shnayim Shadanadim, holds like who? Daniel, Shara B'yachin. So you see, the Gemara Poshim Shadanadim is equating two and one. That's what was Tysus, one of Tysus' Rayas, that Shnayim Shadanadim's Lav Dafka 2 is one, right? We had a whole shtickl, Sanhedrin Ketana, Pshat and Rashi, that when Shnayim Shadanadim's Dafka 2 and not one, how would you get out of this Gemara? Because the Gemara was only talking at a level of the Arishin, he said. Okay? That was one of the ways we said it. Okay, so we have this Havet meaning. Okay? Go ahead. What do you say? Everyone holds Makshinim Pshara Ladin, that we link Pshara Ladin. Everyone holds we link Pshara Ladin. Meaning that we compare Pshara to regular Din Tayr. Go ahead. Excellent. Everyone holds your Makshinim Pshara Ladin. The question is how many you need for Din. So Ramirez says you need three for Din. Chum say you need two for din, and therefore two is really the same as one, and therefore halacha lamaisa, there you have it. What? Pshara is biyachin. Yes? Clear? That's what the Gemara says b'feirish. Okay. Now, right off the very bat of this, lamaisa, let's get this notion of this havamina Yaakov of makshinim pshara ladin, that we link pshara up to din. Okay, Judy, you with me? What does it mean we're linked pshara ladin? That means we said from the very first sentence of Shir today, we said there are two tracks of Dini HaTorah. Right, Nachum, we said there's what? There's Din Torah and there's Pshara. So we're Makshinim Pshara Ladin. So if we're Makshinim Pshara Ladin, in what sense, Lamaisa, Are do we actually link them completely together? So let's take a look at the Tosis from the very outset. Okay, let's take a look at Psi. That's the first kasha we want to present. Is it a complete equation? Number one. Second kasha I want to present is that what is this funny lashon? Yeah, take Yoda. What is this funny lashon of Bitsu and Pshara? They're synonyms. Hebrew thesaurus, right? Bitsu and Pshara. I mean, there's got to be some difference between the two lashonis, and that's why I gave you in the Rishonim that we'll see. But let's start tackle the first kasha. What does it mean, Makshini and Pshara Ladin? Go ahead, Zok Taisis. Go ahead, Bitsu and Bishlosha. Go ahead. Ah, I want you to know something, says Tosos. Even though Uri were Makshinim Sharaladin, it doesn't mean Lakol Davar. We do not lock, stock, and barrel compare them completely. Go ahead. Why not? Excellent. If you have two dayanim say kai, one says chayv or itcha, go ahead. We go basarov. By regular din tayr, you go basarov. Go ahead. Ubipshara. Ah! By Pshara, we don't go Basarov. Achi what? You need unanimous decision. What's the word in English? Unanimity? Right? We'll just say unanimous, okay? So for Pshara, you need what? You need all three to agree. Without a doubt. Amazing. So you see, Tosa says, let's get it down. That even though Makshin and Pshara did, it doesn't mean lock, stock, and barrel from Aleph to Tuf. There is a tremendous difference. When it comes to Din Torah, Rov is enough. When it comes to Pshara, you need unanimous decision. Nachum, you got me? You need a unanimous decision when it comes to Pshara. What's the riot? Go ahead. I was mentioning to a few guys in Seder that I remember doing this when I was your age. These next few lines I didn't really ever understand. Okay? But that's what we have to what? We have to look up the Gemara. We try the best we can. We try to figure it out. Go ahead. Kid Amar. Kid Amar
prepared Basra to the Sakhas of Odezara.
Clear, period. What happens if you have a car and you want to sell the car? So you want to sell it to a friend of yours. You can't come up with a price. You know what? Let's go to these three fellows in the panel and they'll evaluate for us. Kedishayme Beit Lasa. When they say Kedishayme Beit Lasa, when we say Kedishayme Beit Lasa, what does that mean? When we say Kedishayme Beit Lasa, what does Kedishayme Beit Lasa mean? Kedishayme Beit Lasa means that whatever the Beis Din says goes. So they're working as a regular Din Beis Din when they do the estimation. When they come up with an evaluation is a better word, for the price of the car. So therefore you go bus or what? You go bus or rove. Two of three. Migo means two of the three. If two guys say 100 and the third guy says 150, what's the Din? The car's 200, the car's 100 and that's it. You follow me, Ellie? You say you follow the regular din of basin. But if you say, go ahead, kida what? Kida amre.
Kida amre beit lasa, ad da amre beit
lasa. Ah, but if you say like these three guys say, you don't say like they evaluate. You say like they're going to say kida amre. Okay? Gabi, you got me? You got it on there?
Yeah.
Kida amre. Let's get this. What do you mean kida amre? It means whatever these three guys say goes. What does that mean? That's like Pshara. That's the model for Pshara. Pshara means you go in front of three guys and you say, we want a compromise. Please give us the compromise. If you say that this car will be sold for the price that these three guys say, not evaluate, you're saying whatever these three guys say goes, but I want them to agree to one number. That's the model for Pshara. The second statement. Kedamri Beit Lasa Ad Amri Beit Lasa. Okay? That's the model. The model for Pshar is you go to three guys and you say, Halach Lamaisa. Nachum, you have? You go to three guys. Do you have it on there, Gabi? You have three guys. Lamaisa, what's the din? They say we want the three guys. What's the din? Whatever they say goes, but I want one number. I want them to be unanimous. That's what you're saying when you say to Pshar. Now, if you look up that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara adds on one more din. What happens to say to the Shaimi Arba? What's the din? Like four guys. We'll sell the car like four guys evaluated. What's the deal when you say Kedishayme Arba? You need all four to agree. Because once you go over the number of a Beis Din, once you go over the rubric of a Beis Din, then you say like the evaluation of all four, you need all four to agree on the number. Okay? That's the difference between guys who've looked up the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and guys who haven't. Because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah adds that thing that Tosfos doesn't quote. Kiddushai me arba. When you say like the four evaluate, then you need all four to agree to the same number. When you say Kiddushai me shlosha, then you're still plugging into a regular basis. Two of three is enough. When you say Kiddushai me shlosha, like whatever the three guys say, what does that mean? That means that you need all three guys to what? You need all three guys to agree to what? To one number. So that's exactly what Tosfos is postulating here. So when we say Makshinim Shar Ladin, it does not mean lock, stock, and barrel the whole thing. It means that there's a fundamental difference. For the numbers of Dayanim, we compare the two. Makshinim Shar Ladin, okay? But not for all intents and purposes, because by Din Torah Rov, Pshar is the whole thing. Now who's cholik on this? Let's get it down. Who's cholik on this?
Rashi.
The Piskei Rid is cholik on this. That when it comes to Pshara, halacha lemaisa, when it comes to Pshara, you can follow a Rov just as well as a Din Torah. There's a Beferish of Piskei Rid that argues on this Tosfos. Dir Mask Omer. According to the Ma'an Amar, it says Pshara Tzricha Shlosha Kedin. You go bas a rov kedin. So there's a beferish rishon that argues on this halacha lemaisa. Okay, not everyone agrees with this Tosfos. Please get it down. The Piskei Harid argues and claims that when it comes to din Torah, rov's enough. Yaakov by pshara rov's enough as well. And therefore, when we say the phrase makshinim pshara ladin, it's literal. We equate the two categories lock, stock, and barrel, and there is no difference. Now, Rav Ganach Shlita has in his sefer. I want you to get this down. He has it in his Sefer Birkas Yitzchak Simon Gimel, a very beautiful short piece on this Tosfos. And he says, what's the svar? You guys tell me. I already told a few guys in Seder what the svar is. What's the svar of this Tosfos? You guys tell me. What's the svar, Nachum, why by pshara you would need unanimous? Why? What makes it different than a regular din Torah? What is the svar? What do you say? Nachum, you have a svara? What do you say? What's a svara? Why does pshara make it different? Yonah, what do you say? Similar, but more objective. By a din Torah, you have an objective psak. Is a guy chayav or is potter? There is no emes or sheker when it comes to what? Pshara. You have to come up with a number that everyone compromises to. So if it's a number that everyone compromises to, then you better have everyone on the same page. And then I'll read you his lashon. He says, "V'anir lefarsh b'tayis the rak shayach rov b'horah," where there's an emes muchlat. What's an emes muchlat? Someone's right, someone's wrong. Based on paskas, you're chayiv, you're potter. V'lachin amrin shem mute potter rov. The rov machriya keneged a mute. The rov beats out the mute. Aval pipshara iefshar lo mashar rov yachriya keneged a mute. Shein kan emes muchlat. Shrei lefein lefi adin v'lo shayach kan hachra. Sharov Yachriya mute? There's no objective emissary. There's no objective emissary that you could say that what the rov beats out the mute. It's all subjectivity when you come to Pshara. So if it's all subjectivity, you better make sure all that I'm on the same page to invoke that subjectivity. It doesn't lend itself to rules and regulations of rov beating out mute, Ellie. It's subjective. And if you want a subjective number, you better make sure that what? That all the Dayanim are on the same page. That's the svar of Tosfos. That's what he wants. It's a good svar. You remember we had it before? We had a similar svar before. You remember what the similar svar was we had before?
Kind of like the sociological rule.
A little bit, but I was thinking, Johnny, like the Mar Makomos we had at the Tosfos Megillah, that there are certain categories that don't need an odd number. Remember we said Shuma was one of those? That's what you're going to say? Malcolm? How many come out? You only need 10. Remember Tosa said in Megillah, how can you have 10? It's a vision shakel. Remember the Mishnah said all you need is 10? The answer is that what? No. Is that it's not it's the type of category that lends itself to what? Lends itself to, you know, different what? Different types of what? Votes. Remember we said a chiddush of Rav, on the notes in the Ritva? Rav Greenbaum, I think it was, in the bottom of the Ritva, that if you had, remember you had 10 guys. And 10 guys had to vote. One guy said 100, one guy said 90, and on and on. You could develop a row of six guys saying what? Six guys saying whatever, 50 or 60. So it's a similar svar in the sense that what? in the sense that it's not considered to be chai of pater, emes, or sheker. So therefore, you need everyone to be lemaisa on the same page. So in the same vein, it's not exactly the same, but it's a similar svara why certain categories you would allow an even number. Because we're not worrying about a deadlock in the sense that it's either chai or pater. Yes, Nachum, go ahead.
As far as shouldn't it be like the opposite, because if there's like the Gen Torah, if there's one right answer, then everyone has to be like, everyone has to say like this is the answer. And if there's one right wrong, then something's off.
I'm glad you asked me that, but that's exactly the point. Because it's objective, it lends itself to objective rules. That there's a roll and there is a mute. Because Din Torah is objective.
Right.
You're right, but I'm saying that's exactly the point. It didn't tell you it's objective, so I can invoke objective rules. That there's roll, there's a mute. But when you talk about a compromise, it's all subjectivity. So don't start giving me rules and regulations. You understand what I'm saying? No, because that's exactly the point. Because it's subjective, you only have one decision. Make sure you're all on the same page. Okay? I mean, it's a good point what you're saying. I'm saying that's exactly the point. It doesn't lend itself to objective rules. Because it is so subjective. Now, the Tosis Rid, the Piskei Rid will say no. The Piskei Rid will say no. We model Pshar after Din Torah. And we can't invoke regular rules of Din Torah rules to Pshara. And thereby, we say what? We say you could have a Rov as well. Okay? Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
You wouldn't say Rav Rosenzweig's unit theory by Pshara. I mean, they're not one unit. Like, that's why you have to have all them agree, because like, they're not considered one. And that's why even by Din, according to...
You're right. I think Johnny making a great point.
What's
the answer based... What are you saying based on what I'm saying? Because since Rav Rosenzweig's unit theory is an objective concept,
right,
it doesn't have any meaning in that landscape of Pshara. That's exactly the point. When you have objective rules, Rove and Mute, then you can say that Rav Rosenzweig's Bittel Barov theory, Rav Chaim and the Stetzer Rubel Kukulo. But this is not objective. It's all subjectivity. Okay? That's what you're saying, Johnny?
No.
You said a similar svara, or Ben?
That's
what you guys are asking me in Seder.
Yeah, but not really.
Okay? But that's what we're suggesting. Okay? We're suggesting that it's not objective, so it doesn't lend itself. But I want you to get down in your notes what the Hesber of Tosis is, the Svarver of Ganak, and the Piskei Rid that argues on the Tosis very strongly. Okay?
Rav Ganak taught in this yeshiva?
Yeah, he teaches now in the yeshiva, in the Smicha program. Okay? He's one of my Rebbeim, Lamaisi. He's the head of the OU, plus he gives Chabur in Jordea.
Really?
On Sundays, yeah. Okay, very good. He's a beautiful Sefer Pirkei Yitzchak. Okay, very good. Maybe I'll introduce you to him. We'll bring him up on Sunday when he's here. We'll introduce you. Okay, we got this Klor. You got it, Klor? Yes, we have Shir Sunday Vision. Not tomorrow. Sunday Vision. Okay, so we got this. This is a machloikus between Tosis and the Piskei Rid. I was looking around a little bit how we paskin. I was looking around how we paskin. I really couldn't find. Who do we paskin like in this issue? Tosis or the Piskei Rid? When you have a pshara. I would imagine, let me look a little bit more over the weekend. Okay? Because most of the Din Torahs nowadays are psharas.
Are Jewish.
Most, and I don't, and we don't necessitate that it always got to be unanimous. Usually, I mean, if there's one dying that's really against the other two, we'll still decide against the one. The two will go against the one. So my impression is we hold like the Piskei Rid. I don't think we'll have a deadlock until they have a unanimous decision. If there's two guys say it's worth $100, do the compromise $100, and one guy says you should do compromise $150, I think we'll go with the two. I think we won't still have them fight out till we get to three. So my impression is we don't like the Piskei Rid, but let's look into it more. Yeah, real quick, John.
Jewish basins now, like the basin of New York, whatever, that's really Pshara, right?
Yeah, most of the Dine Torah would be Pshara. You could ask for pure Dine Torah, but usually it doesn't happen because a guy doesn't want to lose. If they're fighting about $100,000, guy wants to get something, you know what I mean?
Don't they have to sign paper, so it's kind of like...
Yes, that's what we said.
It's legally binding in America.
That's why I said it's legally binding. That's why I said if I'm trying to resolve a thing of my own, I'll have them write, they have to sign arbitration things.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm wasting my time.
Right.
Okay. All right, which we said that. All right, very good. So we got that? Let's go back to Gemara, okay? Let's go back to the Gemara, so we have this Machloikis. Now, the Lamaisa... Before we go right into the Gemara, at this point of the Gemara, I want to ask you, and let's tackle that point now, that Nakuda. What is the difference between Bitsua and Pshara? Who said what? Rameir said Bitsua, and who said, Chum said what? Chumsip Shara. Okay? Now, you get out of the source, fine, they're similar, but there's got to be differences. So, I want you to get this. I gave the Yad Ramah, okay? Everyone holds Makshinim Charlatan. Let's get it down. The Yad Ramah says, Dir Maskav Amrinin. He writes that according to the Gemara says that Reb Meir, everyone's Makshinim Charlatan. So, it comes out, what does Reb Meir mean when he says this Lashon of Bitsua? So, he wants to say like this. I want you to get it down. Reb Meir is of the opinion that it's usher to do pshara. He wants to say Reb Meir is of the opinion that it's usher to do pshara. You should go for what? Straight din Torah. And that's why he says it's called bitzua. Because you know what the pasuk means in Mishlei? Kein archos kobotz bitza. Meaning that it's a bad thing. Because in essence what you're doing, Jeremy, is taking away the guy that's really owed 100,000 is only going to get 60. Right? So that's really not an ideal thing. He says it's even Neshav Kegezel, in a sense. Not Chas V'Shalom that he's a Gazland arbitrator. But you know what I mean? It's certainly not ideal. So therefore, that's why he stressed the Lashon of Bitsua, okay? Whereas according to the Chachamim, please get it down, it's a mitzvah. The Chachamim hold it's a mitzvah, and therefore Lashon, it says Lefashir. What does Lefashir mean? What does the word Lefashir mean? It's to kind of like make a what? Make a bridge between the two litigants. And therefore it says a Lashon of Pshara. Okay? That's why, that's what the Yad Ramah wants to say. So it's a very interesting shot. He says, if you hold like the Havim and the Gemara, Remeir held it was Makshinim Sharladin, they both did. The question is it Usser? Remeir says it's Usser. That's why he called it Bitsua. The ideal is Din Taira. And the Chum say, no, it's not a bad thing. And therefore it's a Lashon of Pshara. You're trying to make peace. However, the Taisa Rosh says amazing. The Taisa Rosh, Dir Maskav Bitsua, says like this. He says Bitsua is considered to be from the Lashon of breaking bread, Bitsias Apas. And he says Beferish, Bitsua is that notion of splitting bread, breaking bread, Halacha L'maisa. And what's the Lashon of Pshara? From when we learn what? What did we learn last year? What Masechta did we learn last year? Tshuvas. What did we learn 2 years ago? Shabbos. What's Pesher mean? Lukewarm water. Yeah. Poshrin. So what it does, it cools down the hot water by pouring in cold water. So therefore it's like alleviating the what? The heat. So that's what Pshar is. It's like you're moving away from Shuras Adin. So plug it in. So according to Reb Meir, you have to what? You have to be very careful when you do what you're doing. You want to try to make the average. What does Betzias Apas mean? According to the Yad Ramah, Yosef, Bitsua meant a lashon of what? Gezel, bad thing. According to the Taisa Rosh, it means what? Splitting. Make sure you split it average. I think in modern Hebrew, the word mamutza means average. Yeah. Mamutza means average. Find the average. Do the best you can. Do a shikul adas to make sure you find the average. So you're medaktik bedavar. That's why you need 3 guys. That's why Rameir says Bitsua. Because you have to have a give and take. Is this average? Is this good? Are we coming up with a fair price, fair settlement? The Chacham say you don't need a medactic at all. You don't need a medactic at all, and there was enough with 1 guy, and that's why it says pshara. The lashon of pshara is like a lukewarm, because the thing is you're moving away from shuras adin to be makel on the mischayev, and therefore you don't have to what? You don't have to strive to make sure that it's going to be an average. So that's why I use the lashon of pshara. You don't have to, because the whole word of pshara is moving away from pure din Torah, and you're trying to be make on the guy that's high from the money. So that's what it means. You're lukewarm, making it lukewarm, because he's really it's burning hot. He owes $100,000, and then you make it lukewarm. They only owe $50. So 1 guy's enough. There's no striving or aspiring at this point of the Gemara, Pinchas, to make it a mamutza.
So
that's what Lashon Shara means.
To both people, it just doesn't have to be a split.
All you need is 1 man, 1 dayan, and he doesn't need to be medakdek. That's why 1 dayan is enough. He doesn't have to share his thoughts with other people because there's no aspiration. This is the chamim shita.
The breaking the bread.
That's Reb Meir.
That you need 2 people.
Three. Reb Meir says 3. Yeah.
You need 3 people.
Yeah, because you need 3 people to sit and talk about what's the best mamutza average we can get to.
And that's okay. And then the other one was you just.
And the chachamim hold 1 because you don't need to share your thoughts with anyone because there's no aspiration or questioning to what to make a mamutza. You're being makel on the guy that's chayef. Done. Finished. 1 is enough. That's what lukewarm water means. You're making it lukewarm for this fellow that now you owed $100,000 because it's burning hot. Okay, that's the pshat lemaisa with the Yad Ramah and the Taisa Rosh. Okay. Yes, go ahead, Pinchas.
For the Yad Ramah, was it a lashon? It was usser or just not preferred?
In the lashon Yad Ramah, he says it's usser.
But then
he says usser l'dayim lasos pshara lemaisa pashu pshat. After Gemar Din, it's usser l'afshar. Once you've come up with the Gemar Din, do you know who's chayav pshat? It's usser l'afshar. Well, that's the Gemara Lamaisa on the end of the Amud. We won't get to today, but that's the Pshat. When I say Usr, I mean to say that it's Usr what? It's Usr to do after the Gemara Din. But Pashup Pshat, the Sheet, it's not a mitzvah. Definitely not a mitzvah. According to Yad Ramah's Pshat in Reb Meir. Okay. We got it? Everyone got it, Klor? Okay.
What's the Lashon of
Bitsua? Bitsua, according to who? The Yad Ramah, the Tesla Rush. The Yad Ramah is Gezel. It's a Lashon of Gezel. Lashon of Gezel, correct. So lashon gezel is a bad thing. That's why he says you shouldn't do it. And it's usher to do once you came up with the Gemara Din. And certainly lamaisa, it's not a mitzvah. Even before that, it's not a mitzvah. Okay, very good. Okay, let's see the what? Let's see now vayter the Gemara. Okay, let's see vayter the Gemara. Let's see vayter now. What do you say vayter now in the Gemara? Jeremy, go ahead. Let's see vayter now in the Gemara. The Gemara says we said that the machlekes is makshinim shar ledin. That's the machlekes. Go ahead. What do you say?
I don't have my Gemara today.
My lav, you want to just you get the little one there. Go ahead, my lav. Let's see inside, my lav. Go ahead. Let's get through it there, my lav. Okay, my lav. Let's see inside. What do you say, my lav? The Gemara says here on Vavam and Aleph that everyone holds halacha lamaisa that what makshinim sharladin machlekes is how many you need for din. Go ahead, lo. The Gemara says there in Sanhedrin Vavam and Aleph lo. It's wrong. That's not the pshat in the Gemara. Go ahead. The kuli alma. You got it there? Go ahead.
My love, akamafligi.
Yeah, my love, akamafligi. Excellent. So what does Taisa say? What does Taisa say? The kuli alma. Next Taisa is the kuli alma.
Kuli alma, makshinim shara ledin. Here's the kuli alma, Rebbe Rav Chachamim.
Ah. Reb Meir and the Chumah Hol Makshim Charladin. Aval. Right. Who's Reb Shimon Gamliel? Who's Reb Shimon Gamliel from Ham and Beis? Yafakok Shar Mikach Adin. He's the one who said two is fine. So obviously he's not Makshim Charladin. So when it said Kuliyama, everyone holds Makshim Charladin. It meant who? It meant Reb Meir and the Chacham, the sheetahs that were just mentioned. But it was not including Reb Shimon Gamliel. Because Reb Shimon Gamliel said that Pshara, all you need is two. So obviously you're not Makshinim Pshara one. Pshara Ladin. Okay? Obviously you're not Makshinim Pshara Ladin. Is that so obvious? Is that so obvious? Why is that so obvious that Reb Shimon Gamliel is not Makshinim Pshara Ladin?
Because he compares the two.
Yeah, but what did he say? He said, Yafa Koch Pshara Midin. And he said what? He said that two is good for Pshara.
Yeah.
Right? No. So maybe two is good for Din.
He said,
so what's the answer? Because you said how many need for din? You need three. Exactly. That's why you know Reb Shimon Gamliel knows. You can't just say that he knows that Pshara was two. You have to know also that he said that din was three. So obviously Pshara and din are different things according to Reb Shimon Gamliel.
Does Reb Shimon Gamliel hold that din has to be three, or just you could do din with two? Just it could be lachzer, but it still works.
No, we said according to Taisus Lishitaso, if you do two with a kinyan, it's bad. Remember Taisus Lishitaso, Johnny. Remember. Even with the kinyan, we said it was bad because there's a kinyan mitos. So in Taisus on Havana, Taisus Lishitaso, two with the kinyan is always bad. Yeah, I'm saying no. Taisus is the master of the kuli alma, the small Taisus. We just did that. Small Taisus is assuming that what Shimon Gamliel cannot be makshinim pshara din because he says pshara is two and din is three. So obviously not makshinim pshara.
Right.
Okay, but I'm pointing out because he said Taisus said on Ham Beis even two with the kinyan was bad. Okay, so you can't skim. You got to be mad every nekudin lemaisa. That's why Reb Shimon Gamliel cannot hold the hekesh. Okay, Zok Rashi, go ahead now. What do you say, Jeremy? Let's see. Makshinim Sharladin. Read the Rashi. You got the Rashi. Makshinim Sharladin.
Yeah. Where he quotes the Sharladin.
Yeah. Oh, now what's going on here? The Gemara and Vav Mabez quoted three shittas. Mutter to do, pshara, aser to do, or mitzvah. What are the two psukim that the Gemara quotes for Bishud Makar holds mitzvah? Quotes a pasuk in Skaria, Emes Mishpat Shalom, Shittu Psharechem, and then it quotes a pasuk where In Shmuel, I think it's in Shmuel, no?
Yeah, Shmuel Beis.
Excellent. Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel Beis, I'm sorry, Pirches Pasuk Tetvav. Not that I know, it's right here on the side, right? The second Pasuk is from Shmuel. So it says Beferish, right? That Pasuk is showing the sheet that it says what? Mitzvah, yes? So what's striking about this Rashi, so we can set it up to forever Taisus Kashan Rashi? What's striking in this Rashi?
He only
quotes which Pasuk? He only quotes the second Pasuk, he doesn't quote the first Pasuk. So that's already, you gotta jog there. That's gotta jog your memory a little bit.
What do you mean, okay? First or second Pasuk?
There are two psukim on Vav Mebeis and Bishum and Karka. Johnny quotes that there's a mitzvah to Shara. The first is from Emes Bishbut Hashalom from Scharia. The second one is this Pasuk in Shmuel. And Rashi only quotes the second Pasuk in Shmuel. So that's got to bother you. Why do you only, or it's going to, a flag, to tell you why is he only quoting the second Pasuk, not the first. Okay. Let's see Tysus. Go ahead, Jeremy. Let's go. Makshinim Sharladin.
Makshinim Sharladin. Here's the contrast between the Chtive, he David Oseh, Mishpat, to have a Gomer.
Ah.
V'tema de hatan in the kamar k'shem she'adin b'gimel kach apshar b'gimel. Mashma de mekish p'shar muh.
Makshinim Shara. The Bach adds the word Ladin. The Bach adds the word Ladin. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is that Brysa? You got to know everything that Taisa says. Where is that Brysa? It's the last line in the Yomim. Tanra b'anik k'shem she'adin b'shlosh akach mitzuh b'shlosh. Is that correct? It's a Beferish of Brysa. Yeah? Toys is referring to the Brysa. Now, if the Brysa says Kshem Shadim Mishlosh Psharb, then isn't that saying Makshinim Shar Ladin? That's saying Makshinim Shar Ladin. Oh, go ahead. Umuchach Lekaman.
Umuchach Lekaman Dehu Tana Itlei Drashuk.
You know, Islei Dereshus Litzol. That Tana, going on to Vavam and Beis, the first Tana Eli holds that it's Rashus to do Pshar, not a mitzvah. Go ahead. And Rav Shulman Karka holds the mitzvah. And Rav Shulman Karka quotes that pasuk to show that it's a mitzvah. The Tanakama.
I'm a low derish Tanakama, but it's the
Kaf. Linyan. Bitsu, you see the Tanakama doesn't derish it to say that it's a mitzvah. Gavi Pshar. The what?
The immigrants, the Kaf, in Cain have a mitzvah.
Because if it would be called what? Staka, then it should be a mitzvah. Umahikra.
Umahukra, Nami Dechti, Emet Mishpat Shalom. Lika, the Midrash, Bitsua, Diki Shalom, Limishat.
Right, and also the pasuk in Scharia, which was the first pasuk quoted, he's not dorish that at all regarding what? Pshara. It's not referencing Pshara at all. Why is it not referencing Pshara at all? Because Ramakis Shalom the what? Ramakis Shalom the what? Ramakis Shalom the mitzvah. So it's Ramakis Shalom the mishpat, therefore it would become a what? Therefore it would be a mitzvah. It would be a mitzvah with slaw because making Shalom is also a mitzvah. So therefore you have to say, Tulsus points out, that the Tanakhama holds Beferish, that doing a Pshara is not a mitzvah at all. And he is not Dorish this Psukim at all. So if you want to quote a Pasuk, to show to me, to convey to me Makshinim Pshara Ladin, please don't quote that Pasuk, Rashi. And Rashi quotes that Pasuk. Because this Tanakhama holds Lamaisa. This Tanakama holds Makshinim Pshar Ladin, and the Pshat is that what? We're trying to show Makshinim Pshar Ladin, and that's not a mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? So anyone who subscribes to Makshinim Pshar Ladin, you should not quote a pasuk that shows that it's a what? That it's a mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? You should not quote a pasuk that shows you that it's a mitzvah. You should not quote your pasuk that shows you that it's a mitzvah if you hold Makshinim Pshar Ladin. Makshinim Shar Ladin, the Tanakhama says Beferish. Kishem Shadim Mishlosha. Even though this is Chachamim here, and that's the Chachamim down there, they maybe might be two different Tanoim, but it doesn't make a difference. We're talking about the same topic. The same topic is Makshinim Shar Ladin. And the Tana on the bottom says Makshinim Shar Ladin. And the Tana on the bottom says it's not a mitzvah. So why would Rashi quote you a pasuk that conveys that it's a mitzvah when there's a Tana already that says Makshinim Shar Ladin and holds it's not a mitzvah? Don't quote me that pasuk. Oh. So therefore, what is the makkah for Makshinim Shar Ladin? Nachum, let's get it down. What is the makkah then for Makshinim Shar Ladin? Tysus doesn't give you one. He just argues on Rashi's makkah, right? Yeah? So if you look in the Taisa Rosh, the Ramasko Makshinim, he says that there's a limud nosaf there. There's a floating hekish somewhere. There's some walker out there that shows to me that Pshar is Ladin. He doesn't tell you what. There's a limud nosaf. That's the Lashon. You remember the Lashon he uses? What's the lashon uses, Johnny? You remember? I think he says limud nosaf. No, there's some drasha out there that shows b'feirish that there's such a din on vav amidaf. He doesn't tell you what. Comes along the Maram Shif and tells you. I actually thought of this myself, that it could very well be like this. I want you to get it. You know what he says? I'm gonna quote you the lashon of the Tos Rosh. Sarach lomar de mikra achrina hukshu. What's that other pasuk? Get it down your note. Sarach lomar de mikra achrina hukshu. Where's the other pasuk? Mikra achrina. Comes along the Maram Shif and says, if you turn the lamed beis and beis nachum, you have it. I don't have it. What does it say on Lamed Beis and Beis? In the name of Ash, it's like 6-7 lines from the top. It says, Sedek, Sedek, Tirdof, Luri. What does Sedek, Sedek, Tirdof mean? Sedek means Din. The second Sedek means Pshara. And they are not mitzvahs. It just is Makshin and Pshara Ladin. You got it there, Nachum? Read Ravashi, please. Ravashi Omar. Kiddushanin. Ah! Excellent. Sedek Tirov is a pasuk somewhere in Sefer Dvarim. One Sedek tells me Din Taira, the other Sedek tells me Pshara. That's the pasuk that were Makshinim Shara Ladin. So if I ask you, give me two Makaros that were Makshinim Shara Ladin, Rashi quotes you a pasuk in Shmuel, and the Taisus doesn't like it, based on what we said, because then it would be a mitzvah, and the Tanakamel is not a mitzvah. Right? Tanakamol is not a mitzvah, and therefore Taisus doesn't. So what's the marker? Taisus leaves you hanging. Zok the Taisus Rosh Mikrachin Nekadars. What's the Mikrachin? Zok the Marim Shif. Sedek Tirdof. Echle Din Echle Pshore. Now, as Jeremy asked me in Seder, he said, Rebbe, what do you do with Rashi?
Yeah, I'm sure there's.
What do you do with Rashi? Right. Oh, so Jeremy is asking good. So we want to suggest like this. We were Baruch Hashem and Mechavin. I want you to get it down to the Binyan Shlomo. Reb Shlomo Levilner.
What do you mean Jeremy's question was, what do you do with Rashi and our Gemara?
Well, yeah, what do you do with Rashi and our Gemara? Rashi quoted a pasuk that shows that it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Oh. So I want to say like this. Please get it.
Can you just say that just for the man damer who holds the mitzvah?
Okay. Similar, but you got to say it like this, the Binyan Shlomo says. I mean, this Tana will read that read the psukim differently. Those psukim are not referring to what? Those psukim will not refer to Pshara. They're not referring to Pshar. And therefore, this Tana will hold, the beginning of the Brisa says, it's not the Lashon Tzivui. The Tana in the Brisa says that Pshar is a Rishus. He's Mazda, the Pasuk in the David HaMelech. Lamaisa is referring to what? Referring to Pshar, but it's not Lashon Tzivui. Therefore, we can't learn that there's a mitzvah. It's a Rishus. David did it out of the Midas Hasidus. He was afraid he'd make a mistake in a Din Torah. But it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah. Pshar is a Rishus. And therefore, we learn that it's Makshinim Shara Ladin, meaning that the Tana will say, of course, you can quote that Pasuk, Rashi says, Makshinim Shara Ladin, but I don't read the Pasuk saying that it's a mitzvah. I read the Pasuk saying that what? That it was a Midas Chasidus of David. Really, Din Torah is better, but David was afraid he'd make a mistake. So he said, Pshar is there, but never to say Pshar is a mitzvah. Never to say Pshar is a mitzvah. And I want you to get this, because according to this, now we can understand why Rashi only quoted the second Pasuk. Why did Rashi only quote the second Pasuk and not the Pasuk in Zechariah? Because according to the Tana, that Brisa, what is that an indication, Ben? No, what is it an indication that Rashi quoted only the second Pasuk? That he's reading the what? He's reading the Psukim? You said it yourself at Seder. He's reading the Psukim what differently? Meaning the first Pasuk is not talking about Pshar at all. And the second pasuk is talking about Pshara, but only as a Rishus. Right? That's what Ben pointed out.
Why can't you say that he doesn't quote the first one, because the first one implies that it's a mitzvah, he doesn't like it.
Okay, it could be. It could be, but it's just easier to say it's because I'm talking about Pshara. You know what I mean? It's not talking about Pshara. And the second pasuk is just saying that David HaMelech was saying, oh, it's talking about Pshara, but it's only a what? It's only Rishus, and David HaMelech was a tzaddik. The real mitzvah is what to do with Din Torah. Pshar is just a Rishus. David HaMelech did it out to Yerushalayim. That was his godless. Okay? So what we're saying is that the Brisa will read the Pasuk differently, and we've just saved Rashi. And how do we know Rashi read it? How does Rashi know the Tanner? How do we know Rashi said that the Tanner read it differently? Because Rashi only quoted the second Pasuk, not the first. First Pasuk wasn't even on the radar. wasn't even talking about pshar. Shek was talking about pshar, but only in Rishus fashion. Okay, excellent. So at the end of the day, how many makaros do we have for Makshim Shar Ladin? How many? Two. Sedek, Sedek, Tirdov. And what else? And the pasuk here of Nishpat Tzedaka, pasuk and Shmuel. Okay.
You don't learn anything from Sedek, Sedek, like Rashi on the Chumash doesn't say anything.
Rashi and Chumash, you know what? If I'm not mistaken, Johnny, we got to look. You have it on someone's hand on the computer? If I'm not mistaken, Johnny, does Rashi say there midas chasidus there? Lefni mishur sadin? I think Rashi might say on Altera, Sedek said lefni mishur sadin. No one has it on their computer, or you don't have it there? Rashi Altera? We have a chumash there? Okay, all right, we'll look. You have a chumash there? Okay, we'll have to look. I'll have to check. We have to check what Rashi says, Sedek said Altera of Altera. Okay, very good. Biker Jeremy, let's go. Bike the Bakmore. Let's go. Go ahead. Zuck the Gemara. What does it say? Lo. Go ahead. Gemara says, no, that's not the Hezber. Everyone holds din is Bishloisha. Go ahead. Excellent. What comes out now? Everyone holds what? Makshinim Sharaladin. I'm sorry. Everyone holds Kuli Alma Din Bishloisha. What's in the Kudus HaMachloikis? Whether you're Makshinim Sharaladin. According to the Mayor, you are. According to the Chum, you're not. Yes? What do you get the impression now from this Gemara? Who's the Gemara saying is right, and who's saying the Gemara is right, who's saying the Gemara is wrong? Who's saying the Gemara is right, who's saying the Gemara, the Bo or Shmuel? What's the Gemara basically saying? You guys tell me. Look, the Kuli Alba, the Gemara is saying the Bo is right. The Gemara ignores Shmuel, totally. Totally ignores Shmuel. The Gemara is saying very clearly, like Rabbi Abo, no? That's pretty clear like that. Zuck Taisvis, Jeremy Lowe. Vadai. Period. Hitema. Why did the Gemara say? Why is the Gemara ignore Shmuel? Say Shmuel will say it's a machlokas tanoi. Shmuel says Shnayim Shadar and Din. He holds a who? Everyone holds what? What are you going to say? Shmuel holds a who? Shmuel holds like the Chachamim, right? Shmuel will hold like the Chachamim, not a problem, right? And Reb Meir holds, Reb Meir doesn't hold like Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't go like Reb Meir. Done, simple, no? And your Makshinim Sharla what? Your Makshinim Sharla didn't come say one's good for Pshara, one's good for Din Tire. Beautiful. Why did the Gemara say it? Why did the Gemara say it? So the Gemara says, Tame the Rebbe Abo. Zuck the Tais again. Lo the Kuli Alma. Start the Tais again, Jeremy. Lo. Right. In other words, why did the Gemara say, according to Shmuel, it's a machlis tonight? A little bit of, you don't have to say it's a machlis tonight. Go ahead. The Chiwad. All over Shas, the Gemara always deals with both Amorai. And says, one Moro will say it's a machlis tonight. The other Amorai will be able to explain it easily. And everyone holds three. Machlok is with a Makshim Charlatan. Why did the Gemara spell it out like that? Tosis leaves it as a kasha. The previous Tosis he left as a kasha and Rashi. Second one leaves on a kasha straight up. So how do we answer it? So I gave you the Tais HaRosh. The Tais HaRosh gives an answer to this kasha. What does he say? He says like this. V'nira li, dimishum haki lo kamer tamudu haki mishun amatzi shmul lemer marafer emeir, sarra din bishnayim, shu dechsi b'sedek tishmur amesach lakim de dina kas ovid sagi b'chad. Sagi b'achad, ma pshar shosim lo din, kol shi yashir b'neim sarach shlosh v'hefker b'izn hefker. What does the Tais HaRosh say? Guys, what is the Taisa Rosh? Let's get this, please, okay? Taisa says, Lamaisa, that the Gemara should have said very clearly, Befeirish, the Gemara should have said very clearly that Shmuel would say it's a machlokes Tanoim, and Rebbe Bo would say, what do you mean I can go like all the Tanoim? Everyone holds what? Everyone holds three of the Quran, through Makshinim Sharladin. Gemara says it all over the place. Why didn't the Gemara say it? He leaves it as a kasha. Comes along the Taisa Rosh and says like this. Because the Gemara wasn't ignoring Shmuel. According to Shmuel, it's obvious how he would be able to save himself. How many judges do you need for Dayan, do you need for Pshara, according to Reb Meir? Three. Shmuel can jive like Reb Meir in the Din Torah. How? Ain't Makshinin, and more than that. But more than that, why would he say one is good enough, Reb Meir? When he says pshara is good for three, why would it been Torah one be enough? Because it says betzedek tishpot amisecha. It says tzedek tishpot amisecha. And therefore, since it says tzedek tishpot amisecha, like Rav Acha ben Ravika, and Rav Acha ben Ravika holds like Shmuel, and Shmuel holds like Rav Acha ben Ravika, that's Taisus Lishitaso. This is the Tais HaRosh. Therefore, we could save very easily Shmuel, and Shmuel could what? Shmuel could hold like who? Shmuel could hold like Reb Meir. No problem, because Reb Meir will hold Bitsua Shlosha, and Din Taira only holds one, because of Tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha. And like Ben said, Lo Makshinim Shar L'Din. So the Gemara doesn't even touch Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, it's very easy that he could save himself very well. Yes, Nachum? Rashi doesn't say anything on the Pasuk? Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdov? What is his Lashon? What does Rashi say? He doesn't say Midas Chasidus?
No.
Okay, what's his Lashon? Holach Achar Beis and Yafa, you mean?
Yeah.
Go after a Beis and Yafa. So does that mean Shara? Go after a Beis and Yafa. Okay, good. Thank you for looking it up. So you see, go after a Beis and Yafa. He doesn't say Midas Chasidus. He doesn't say Pshara. He says, go after a Beis and Yafa. Choose a good Beis. Okay? What'd you say? No, choose a good Beis then. Okay, good. It's a different shot. But the Tais HaRosh is answering Tais very well that Taisus didn't even address this. Because Shmuel is not being ignored. Okay? Shmuel is not being ignored. Because Reb Meir could easily go with Shmuel, Lo Makshinim Shar L'Din, and Tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay? Yoni, you got me? Okay. Weiter now. Okay? Let's go weiter now in the Gemara. Oh, before we go back to the Gemara, now let's review again. New stage now. What is Bitsua? What does Pshara mean now? Now we got to review it now. Not review it, but it's a whole new pshat now. Because everyone holds Din is B'Shlosha. So what is Bitsua? So guys, I want you to get this down. This really conveys it's a new stage in the Gemara. Malcolm, if you say the Nekudas HaMachlaik is whether you're Makshinim Pshara L'Din, you know in essence that's saying? What is the divide between Pshara and Din Torah? Is it a wide gap or is it very small? If you hold Lo Makshinim Pshara L'Din, that means it's a wide gap. A wide, wide gap. Okay? And if it's a wide gap, that means there is no mandate that you have to make it what? You have to make it close. And this is what the Yad Ramah says. Please get it. According to the Yad Ramah, he says, now it makes an unbelievable amount of sense. Reb Meir holds Makshinim Pshara L'Din, which means what? Try the best you can. Try the best you can that you don't mess up one of the two guys. That's why it says Bitsua. Make an average. But I want you to get this down, Johnny, in your notes. Makshinim Pshara L'Din, Reb Meir says the gap is very small. Pshara is a new track, but it's very close. It's like on the other side of the highway. It's very close. It's not miles away. If it's very close, try not to mess anyone over. Do a bitsua. Try to make an average. You follow me, Pinchas? That's where a mayor holds. That's his mahus. And the chum say, I'm sorry. It's not on their side of the highway. It's 50 miles away. Upshar is a whole new world. It's a whole new arena. It's rachok midin Torah. And if it's rachok midin Torah, that means I don't have to do the best of my ability to make sure that I come up with an average. I do not have to. It doesn't have to be bidiyuk. It doesn't have to be done to that mandate to make sure that I get it like that. Okay? And therefore, the Meiri...
But how does that go with the Chum's definition of Pshara as...
Because the Chum are not Makshinim Pshara L'Din.
Lukewarm water, though.
That lukewarm water, Lamaisa, also Lamaisa... That lukewarm water also fits just as well, Johnny. Because what are you doing? You're basically helping one man out and really hurting the other guy, in essence. Because the real guy might be chayiv $100,000, and you're only chayiv 40 or 60 or 50. So in that sense, it is making it lukewarm. But what I want to bring out is if you hold the nekudas hamachlokas is makshinim pshara l'din. The Yad Ramah is trying to emphasize. Do you look at Pshar as a whole new world far away from Din Torah? Lo Makshinim Pshar L'Din? or is it makshinim charlatan? And the Chum say lo makshinim, that's what it means lukewarm, because you're really not, you don't have to strive for this. You don't have to strive for this. And the truth is, the Meiri says this beferish. Please get it. You know what the Meiri says? Din maskul pshara? He says, according to the Chumim, that pshara is not huksha ledin, it doesn't have to be krov ledin. It still works, even though it's rachok mimenu. But according to a Meir, you have to try to make it as close as possible to din as well. So that makes up, if you think about that for a moment, you know, you have to try to, you know, make a compromise that's not just stam, takes you 3 minutes and it's 50-50. You try to figure out who really is chayv and who's really putter, and then go from there. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what the Meiri is really saying. When you are parshranim, when you are arbitrators, you really should figure out who should win and lose, and then you go from there. Because you want your decision, pshara, to be coming from what close to what's a din tairi. You follow what I'm saying? Whereas if you hold the lo makshinim pshara ladin, then there is no such mandate. It's rechoka, and therefore it doesn't have to be krov ladin at all. And that's the sheet of the chachamim. Okay, so that's the Yad Ramah with the Meiri. And then, lomaisa, I want you to get this Piskei Arid. Dibra Maskel Omar. The Piskei Arid says, Piskei Arid is a separate sefer. Piskei Arid, it's in the Beis Medrash, it's a beige sefer, three svarim. Okay? The Piskei Arid says like this. He says that Dayanim are not able to make pshar according to a male lefi daitam. They have to investigate, like I said, the cases. The Kami Sratza Tovei Levater, they have to ask him, how much would you want? They have to actually give him, how much are you willing to go down from your $100,000 claim? And how much the Nitfa is willing to pay? You really have to work at it. That's what a mayor says. You have to nedaktik behetev. And if there's chaluke deis, the chuvas arid is l'shitas, you go basar what? You go basar off. That's what we learned.
Why according to a mayor, do I have to make...
Because makshinim sharladin. Remeir's makshinim sharladin. Remeir's the one
who... Right?
What'd you say? Reb Meir holds it for makshinim pshara ladin.
He just said the Dayanim are not able to make pshara.
No. We said lafi daitam. They can't impose what they think. They have to work at it. They have to do lafi. They have to include the das of the litigants. How much are you tovei? When I said they're not able to do pshara lafi daitam bilvad, they're not allowed to just impose what they think is it. They have to say, Mr. Tovei, how much are you willing to go down? Mr. Nitpa, how much are you willing to pay? Let's come up with it. It's a real effort that's made. And you go bust a roll. You go basarov, like you said, we said earlier in Shir. But the Chum say no. The Chum say, Johnny, they don't have to look at the Baal HaDinim at all. They do it kefi, their own das. Done. Even if it's not, doesn't even plug in. It doesn't even plug into the tinus. This guy's at 200, this guy's at 100, and they come up with some, I don't know, 60. 60 wasn't even on any of those guys' minds. I don't care. It's not krov ladin. Forget about it. The machlokus to remain in the Chum, is it Kefi das the Baal HaDinim with you consulting with them and coming up with a decision? That's Reb Meir Makshinim Pshara Ladin, and the Piskaritz is come say nothing doing. Lo Makshinim Pshara Ladin, we will think what we say. It doesn't have to fit into your tinus at all, none whatsoever. Halacha Lamaisa. Now, it's interesting, and I was thinking, this amazing comes out from this, the Binyan Shlomo. Can you hedge your dup shara? What do you say?
Depends on the
method. I thought, why not? Why shouldn't head yodas? I mean, does it? As long as you have an intelligent fellow, let's say he doesn't know much Torah, this can come up. A lot of fellows feel that you can take a lawyer. Let's have a lawyer sit and do the arbitration. It's not a Talmud Chacham. Not a Talmud Chacham. What do you think of that? You know, it's American law. You went to, let's say, the best law schools in the country. He said, from man, he's a Ben Torah, but he's not a Tamachachim. Well, arbitration. How much do you need seichel with that? So the Binyan Shlomo says, that would be a nafka minute to Remeir and the Chachamim. Amazing. He says that according to what? According to Remeir, halacha lemaisa, your makshinim pshara ladin, hedjut is definitely puzzle. Forget about it. Just like a hedjut's puzzle ladin, 1 second, he's puzzle for what? Puzzle for pshara. Minat Torah, Johnny. And we're modeling it after Minatora. Forget about the Rabbanu Yoshe Kronos. We're modeling Pshara after the Diraisa Din Taira. And a hedged puzzle.
Most people say the Chad Nami Kosher is not a...
No, Rabbi Abou. Rabbi Abou. Rabbi Abou said he's puzzle. So Rabbi Meir holds that what a hedged would be puzzle. Halacha Lamais. And three guy hedyodos cannot do a Pshara. You need someone who's a gummer. And the Chum say, no, lo makshinim Pshara Ledin. course the lawyer's fine. That's lemaisa, people do that. I think that's done. They feel like the guy knows American law. He's an intelligent fellow. He's just like, as long as he's from, and he's not a Talmud Chacham. But lemaisa, he knows the din. Is that correct? Yes, according to Binyan Shlomo, we're going like the Chum. Lo makshinim shar ledin. So if you're not makshinim shar ledin, the hedger would be good. Hedger's possible within Torah. Okay, lo makshinim, that's what Meir. Meir's the one who possibles it. So people, you know, want to be mezal. First of all, you shouldn't be mezal, so people. We always stress that. But second of all, if you want to say, ah, the guy doesn't know, he's not a Talmud Chacham. But if it's shara, is it so bad?
There's also kibul alai.
Right?
So.
Okay, that's true also, Johnny. You're saying kibul alai too. Correct? But you have to, sometimes they don't do that. Okay, but that's what the, that's the chiddush of the Binyan Shlomo. Okay, good. We got this shot. All right, weiter now. Weiter now in the Gemara. That was the chiddush of that comes out from this Gemara. It's very, very striking, this din of the, this this concept, makshinim sharladin. Okay, go ahead. Let's see weiter now. Go ahead. What do you say, Jeremy? Lema? So now the Gemara says, I think we have three tanoim when it comes to what? When it comes to the topic of what pshar. There are three tanoim, believe it or not. Okay. Oh, who holds three? Remeir. Who holds two? Who holds two? Excellent. Pinchas. And who holds one? Chachamim. Three shittas, the Gemara says. When it comes to what? When it comes to pshar. Go ahead. There he is. I jumped up in Seder. There he is, Ravacha Brei Ravika. Daf Gimum Dafov. Right? Ravacha Brei Ravika, they say Rav Yari Mar Shlami. Go ahead, man damar. Be a good Bikiyus question. Someone asked you, give me the Masechet and Shas where Ravacha Brei Ravika quoted four blot from one another. Three blot. Sanhedrin. Gimum and Aleph, Vavum and Aleph. Right? So what does it say? It says what? It says afilu chad nami. The one who says two is really one also. Go ahead. Haide kamar. Excellent. So the one who says two says even one is good enough. That already starts getting me thinking like who again? Who does that get you start thinking again like? But like who? Like Tysus. Shnayim shadonim nim zav dafke two is one. No? Like Tysus. Again said Sanhedrin, Tan and Rashi. No?
Yeah, but in the next line... Yeah,
okay, but Lamais, okay, you're right. The next line says the reason why you need two is because why, Jeremy? Because you want to make sure you have witnesses to verify what's done. So at the end of the day, how many shittas do you have?
Three.
You really have what? You really have two shittas, no? In Lamdas, you only have two. Three and one. The only reason why the shittas says two is just to have eight. It's a side point. But if I would ask you, how many shittas of Tanaim really are there? Reb Shimon Gamliel is not really a separate shittah. He really holds in Lamdas because one's good enough. The only reason why I require two is to make sure that they're Aiden. To verify the Zapshar. That's how you would say it. Ben, you follow what I'm saying? Okay. Go ahead. What do you say? He says, you see from here, Pshar doesn't need a kinyan. Kinyan guys mean, when I'm a Sadr Kedusha, take the pen out at the Chosin's Tish, right? The Rav represents the Kala, and the father, Lamaisa. The Chosin, Lamaisa, is now Zmeschai himself and the Chiyuvi Ksuba. So what do? We take the pen, the Chosin now, lifts up the pen in front of two Aiden, then we write down in the Ksuba the Kanina. He's been mischived. That's a Kenyan suitor. That's a Kenyan. In the beginning of the wedding, when we do the Tanoim, we do the two fathers. Each father, Father Chassan, Father Akal, lift up the pen in front of two Aiden, they're mischived and stuff. Then we fill in the Tanoim. That's a Kenyan. We're going to talk a lot about this Kenyan suitor Bishop next week. Okay? We have a whole shtickle Bishop talking about I want to go through in the Sefer. In the Sefer I wrote, we have all shtick on Kinyan Suba. We got to first do the Tysus first. Line by line, I want to get the Tysus clore. Okay? It's not that hard, this Tysus. It's a little bit longer. It's not that hard. We go case by case. Go ahead. Let's see.
These are the truth of Kinyan. The man that truth are the language.
Tiski betrayed the what? Excellent. So what does Ravashi say? He says, Pshar doesn't need a Kinyan. Why don't they need a Kinyan, the two litigants? Because if you needed a Kinyan, then what? Why would you ever need three? You should never need three. You should only need two and make a Kinyan. Two with the Kinyan makes it if it's three. No? Because you can't retract. You follow me? So you see from here that Pshar does not need a Kinyan. Halach lemaisa. Because if it needed what? A Kinyan, then why would you ever need three? Two would be enough for the Kinyan. The fact that there's a Tana that says you need three, even though that Tana is Remeir, doesn't make a difference. Remeir is great Tana, right? He never would necessitate three if you needed a Kinyan, because two would be enough. The fact that there's a Tana that says three must be you never need any Kinyan for Pshar. Okay. And then what does the Gemara say? Go ahead. I want to stress this, guys. The Gemara is making an about face, which is very rare. And I'm stressing this. Usually you do the whole sugya, and the Gemara will pass in like one of the two shittas, the Hilchasa. What is the Gemara doing when it says the Hilchasa right here? The Gemara is saying, you know what? Shara needs a kinyan, not just with two guys, but also what? Zuck Rashi, Jeremy. Do the last Rashi in the Amud, the Hilchasa. Get it down. When the Gemara says the Hilchasa, it's up gefreg the whole thing. It's uprooting the whole thing. Slugging up everything before. The previous line said, if you hold Shara through the kinyan, two should be enough and that's it. If you have three, you don't need a kinyan. Right? Must be that Shara doesn't need a kinyan. Because if it needed a kinyan, two would be enough, you never have three. Must be no, whenever you do pshara, whichever sheet you hold like Ali, you never need a kinyan. Gemara says it's dead wrong. The whole thing's wrong. The Hilchasa, pshara needs a kinyan. And even if you have three dayanim, you need a kinyan. End of the day, guys. Pshara, tzricha, kinyan. End of the day in the real way, the Hilchasa. That's it, done. We paskin, you need three, that's it. You need three, and then three needs a kinyan. The Gemara's absolutely rejecting. When it says Vehilchos, that's a tremendous kiddush. Rarely do you see that. But when the Gemara's making that statement, it's slugging up everything the three lines from before. You follow me, Yonah? Because the whole premise of the Gemara is that Pshara did not need a kinyan. Because if it needed a kinyan, you never have a tana where they need three. Two and a kinyan would be enough. The fact that you have three shows you don't need a kinyan. Then the Gemara says, no, Vehilchos. Pshara needs a kinyan, and I'll tell you needs a kinyan so much, Nachum, that even the sheep that says you need three dayanim needs a kinyan. So Pshara definitely needs a kinyan, no doubt. Okay? No doubt. Let's see this Tosis, and then we gotta get to Chumash, okay? Let's just see the Tosis, guys. Take a look inside. Tiske, Jeremy. Go ahead.
Tiske
Period. This Tosa, hard Tosas, guys. I remember when I was your age, how hard I worked on this Tosas. Stop right there. Afakav is always an implicit kasha, like Yom Tov or Tema. What's the kasha? What does the word Hechrei Adas mean? Why does Remei require three for Pshara? Because there's a pilpling that has to be done, guys. That they don't need to talk. There's a give and take. Should we do it 60? Should we do it 40? Should we do it 50? You need a give and take. Therefore, Emir says you need three. The Yushalmi says you need three. So let me ask you a question. If that's the reason why you need three, Nachum, so how do you prove from this Gemara? What did our Gemara prove? What did our Gemara prove? The fact that there's a sheep that says you need three. You guys tell me. The fact that you need three denim shows me what? That you don't need a what? You don't need a kinyan. That's what the Bavli says, Ali. Excellent. You know what Yushalmi says you need three? Because you need a give and take. Yushalmi gives a completely different reason than the Bavli. How is the Gemara by us so positive that the fact that there's a sheet that says you need three shows to me that Pshara doesn't need a kinyan? You know why you need three? Because you need Hechrei Adas. Why does our Gemara, the Bavli, ignore that reasoning? That's what Tosis is bothered by. And the Yushalmi Svara is a good Svara. Why does the Bavli ignore that? That's what Tosis is bothered by. You got me? Stark Akashi can read and not figure out a thing there. That's what he means. Very good, Ellen. Our bodily proof from the fact that you need three, you don't need a kinyan. You know what? Maybe why you need three? For a completely different reasoning. Hechrei Adas doesn't show anything about whether you don't need a kinyan or not. That's Tosis Kasha. Go ahead. So what's Tosis Teretz? So what does Tosis mean? Tosis says beautifully. You know what he says? Reb Meir made a statement that you always need three. And when he said you always need three, that meant to say that even if two guys do a pshara and they say we're going to pretend like we're three, kamosha regilin lasos, even if they pretend we're like three, what's the din? The din is that it's a nothing. It doesn't work. And therefore, you see that what? You see that requiring three Eli is not because of what? A give and take. Because here you had two guys that say, we're going to have a give and take. We're going to have a dialogue. We're going to have a conversation. We're two guys. We're going to try to do it as best we can. We're going to do it like three. You know what? Tough luck. It's not good. So you see that three is not good, not because of Echrei Adas. Here are even two guys that said they're going to have it. Echrei Adas is still bad. So you see that the necessity to have three must taka show you that you don't need a what? You don't need a kinyan. It's not because of Echrei Adas. It's not at all because of Echrei Adas. It's not at all because of what? It's not at all because of Echrei Adas. It's not at all because of Echrei Adas. Not at all.